Hi, thank you for calling. Yes, hi, this is Tina from Local Squash. How may I help you?
Hey, so I had a call earlier. She reminded me I needed to pay my bill here. So I don't know who it is, but the lady's, I don't know. The lady was the one trying to help me with it. She's been calling several times.
I think it was me. I handle the failed payment. Is this Trevor? Because you said Friday and then you forgot about it when I called you earlier. This.
Yep.
Yeah?
This is Trevor.
Okay.
Perfect.
Excellent. Okay. So you have it for future reference. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777, but I think the reason it routed back to me was I was the last person that talked to you anyway, so that's good.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it
just came right to you. That's perfect. I have a card here.
Oh, good.
It's a prepaid Visa card if you want to take it.
Okay. Excellent. Let me go in here and do that. 1 second. Sorry, I had a notification to call you at 4 your time, and I got stuck in a meeting. It took longer than expected, but I'm glad that you called back.
Fine.
But okay, so go ahead with that prepaid Visa number.
It is 4034.
Okay.
4671.
Got it.
1628.
Okay.
8369.
8369. Okay, expiration?
Is 04 of 34.
4 of 34. And then the code?
531.
Now, did you have to register the card with your billing address or anything like that? Because I want to make sure it matches.
Yeah, last time I had to, this one, I tried going on there. I looked at the website. I'm looking, and it doesn't say anywhere.
Okay, I'll try to...
Before I called you, I tried to do that, and I couldn't find a place to do it.
You've done this before. I'll try it. If it gives me a glitch, I'll tell you what it says, and then we'll try to see if we can somehow get the
billing address
in there.
Yeah, some of them do make you register. Some of them don't. I've used a lot of these, so...
Okay.
I don't know. But I tried going to the website. There's no place to register on the website. I tried calling the number. It doesn't do anything there, so...
Soft decline transaction not supported by issuer. So I'm thinking that's the problem. Is what type of a prepaid card is it?
It's a Visa.
No, but is it like a Green Dot or what's the company?
It's the only one I could buy, so I don't know. It just says Visa.
Okay. What's the customer service number? Because you said that they gave you one, so I could maybe put that in there, and it will tell us the name of the company, and then I can Google it for instructions if we have to register it.
Five, two, four.
Mm-hmm.
1283.
Is it an 800 or 877, or what's the prefix?
888. 1-888.
Mm-hmm.
524-1283.
Okay. So, that goes to giftcards.com, and then let me... See on giftcards.com. There's a button on here that says activate. You already activated it?
Oh, see, I didn't. See, I'm on the website right now. I don't know where you're seeing that.
Right at the top it says track order, activate, check balance. So maybe you have to click on activate.
I don't see that. I see balance, transaction, and billing info.
What website do you have?
It's the My Gift Card. It's the website that it says to go to.
Okay. MyGiftCard.com?
/MyGifts. Let's see here. Hang on a second.
Because this one says GiftCard.com.
It's GiftCardMall.com.
Oh, GiftCardMall.com. Let's see. Okay, I see it now. So let's see. Okay. Yeah, this has the same thing.
Let me...
Maybe just try to go to giftcardmall.com, and then you'll come to the page that says track order, activate, check balance. But it's a redirect. It looks like it went to the exact same place that I was on the other link.
Yeah, it like took me to a different page, but...
Oh, you know what? I can probably do it, because it says to activate it, you just have to put in the number, the expiration date, and the CVV. So let me try to do it for you.
I'm doing that on my phone, and I don't see a spot to do that, so...
Okay, let me try to do it. So I put in the number, and then the expiration date, 0434, and then the CVV is 531. Okay, and then I'll put activate gift card.
If you need, like, my address or whatever, you might...
Oh, it says the card is activated. Card balance is 120. So did you put 129 on it? Maybe they charged a little fee or something. But I can actually... Yeah. You did what?
I put 120 on it. That's what you said I needed, right?
Oh, it was 129, but I'll make that adjustment for you. I'll just change it here for
bad.
This one month.
I can say the nine.
No, no.
I'll put $9 later.
I'll put a $10 service credit on here for you. That way you don't have to worry about the $10. Cause
that would be awesome.
I know that you've been coming in from out of town and you have a lot on your plate, so I don't want you to have to worry about that $10.
Please.
Yeah. So let me give it a try now and see if that's what the problem was. Soft decline, transaction not supported. But that's weird because now it says it's activated. Let me see. For Visa help, go to...
Yeah, it's the only one that I could buy, too. The only one I could buy over $100. I thought about...
Is there any restrictions after I activate? It says can only be used in the United States. That's okay. There's a small transaction fee for purchases. Merchants may put a temporary hold on the card balance. Virtual accounts that are in. You cannot use these cards at ATMs. Okay, how do I register? Activation page, which we just did.
No, I was just at the bank and I thought about how to, I told them to order me a card now twice. And the first time the lady forgot, and I forgot to ask when I was in there today if they had my card. And maybe they sent it, maybe I just need to check. Yeah, I have my home address, I'm never there, so maybe I just need to check that, I don't know, but.
So, you had, here's another, hold on, it just sent me to a support page. Let me see if this one allows us to put in a billing information. Does it say on it,
So, I guess, is it a pre-authorized payment?
It might be considered that because it'll it won't give me the green light till the transaction actually goes through. So maybe it's considered a pre-auth.
This card cannot be used to make pre-authorized or reoccurring billing payments.
Oh, maybe that's why. Because
literally my only option. There's no other option. So if I can't use this, then I'm not going to be able to do it today.
Okay. And now you put the money on the card too, so
I can only use Let me run home and see if I've got a bank card at home real quick. I'll just keep you on the phone. I'm right around the corner at the fire hall.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, that might be an option, and then, you know, now you have $120
to spend. I don't know if they sent it to me or not.
Yeah, those banks, they have no sense of urgency. I had one like that, too, that I was waiting on. And I do everything with my card. I never carry cash, and it was such an inconvenience. And when it didn't show up 2 weeks later, I finally called them and said, can't you just, overnight it? Yeah, like, you know that I've been waiting. Oh, well, no, now that we mailed it in the snail mail, we can't overnight it. You should have said that the first time. I'm like, what do you mean I should have said? You knew that I was waiting for it, you know?
I told them over a month ago that I needed a card, and they're like, oh, yeah, we'll get one for you, and I can't.
Oh, no. Well, maybe because you've been out of town, maybe it is sitting there.
Maybe it is. Like I said, I'm never home either. I'm sure my mailbox is... I'm surprised it's not so full of stuff open right now. Normally,
right,
when
exactly.
I come to check my mail, there'll be so much shit in it. That's because it doesn't even close. So I'm kind of
I know.
It's not.
Especially when elections come up. I know where we are. There's having the... all the advertisements coming up for the primaries in June, and it's crazy. I feel so sorry for the mail carriers.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's like newspaper advertisements.
Yeah, it's so sad. They have to carry all that junk around all day, you know?
I just burn it. I've got a wood stove, so I just burn it.
Oh, yeah, that's smart. Me either. I just take it and throw it right in the trash.
Yes, I don't think that would be it. Don't feel a card in there anyway. Oh, damn, that's good. I'm not. Oh, I'm thinking. Oh, Jesus. Oh, 3W2 sitting there. Probably right. Probably a good thing today.
I haven't done my taxes yet either, so I was just thinking about that today. Because I'm like, if I don't get to meet with my accountant now, he might not have time to finish it by April 15th. So I thought I better call him, you know, either today or on Monday and make that appointment, you know.
Yeah, so I'm not seeing anything from the bank in here.
Okay.
Is there any way you can't, I think I've asked this before, you can't just take a routing number, can you?
You know what? I'm not supposed to, but I'll make a one-time exception and do it in this scenario because, I mean, you've tried everything else, but favor, Trevor, just so I don't get in trouble. Next month, as soon as you get that new card, call me and put it on file for future billing, okay? Because I don't want to have, them pull me aside and be like, why did you take this? You're not supposed to, you know? But I can do
I it
one time.
I get it, but it's frustrating because, I don't know, but I don't know why you guys can't do that, I guess. But, you know, I get it. I appreciate you being able to do it. Let me get on my app here and I can...
Yeah. No, you know why it is I found out in working with this company for so many years, is with a credit or a debit card, we don't get the green light here unless the transaction actually goes through. But with a checking account, it goes through no matter what, and we don't find out for 10 days if the funds are there or not.
I just seen it, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, but for you, you're like an existing client, too. You've been with us. It's more risky with a new client because with a new client, we purchase a web domain and we do a call tracking and we start all this programming, and then we don't find out for nearly 2 weeks if, you know, they've even really paid us or not, you know? So that's why they stopped taking them. Yeah, but no problem. As long as you call me when you get the actual card, we'll do this for like a one-time thing. Who do you bank with, by the way? Is it Wells Fargo, Bank of America,
US,
Chase?
This, Well, this one will be U.S. Bank because I don't have... I've got the money in my other account, but I don't want to use my other account. So it'll come out of U.S. Bank.
Okay, U.S. Bank. Okay. And then whenever you get on the app, we'll do the routing number first.
Yeah.
And then
the
we'll do
the
account.
The big thing is don't use it again if I, you know, just get a hold of me because this is kind of my personal account too. So I need to get my card for my business account. I don't have access to my online service for that. So... But I can pay you with my personal account here today, and we'll be
okay.
Good as long as, like I said, just don't use it again next month if
okay. So what I'll do is...
You're not supposed to, but...
Everything's set up on automatic billing. So what I'll do is I will put the check-in, the routing and the account number, and then do the one-time payment. And then I'll go back in and put in that temporary card that you just gave me. Now, we both know that that's not going to go through next month because it's a pre-authorized payment. But that way, it'll prevent this checking account from getting hit again next month because we won't have it on file. I will have the other, you know, that prepaid one on file.
Yeah,
so, okay. And then whenever you get logged on, we'll just start with the routing number.
Yep, I'm ready. So the routing number.
Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Is 073-000-545.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the account number?
Is 1964-7611-2186.
Okay, so routing is 073-000-545, and the account number is 1964-761-12186.
Yep.
Correct? Okay, perfect. Okay, so let me get that one-time authorization, and then I'm going to push the next billing out to April 27th, so you're paid in full until then. And then, it gave you an extra day. It did April 28th, so that's good. Okay, so you're paid in full until April 28th. And then let me see. The Visa number that you gave me, the prepaid one, when I switched it back, I want to make sure, does it end in, I think it ends in 8369, right?
Yep, and even if you have a card, an old card of mine on file, it's not going to work anyway, so. As long as it doesn't, just automatically take it out of my personal account, that'd be the only thing.
No, because what will happen next month is it will try to bill you on the 28th, and then when it doesn't go through, it'll come back to my queue, and I can follow up with you. But, of course, if you get the card sooner, you know, I wouldn't mind if you called me and we update it just so that we don't hit that glitch. But if it does, you know, go into a failed payment, it'll come back to me next month, and I can follow up with you then, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, and so everything's good to go. I'm happy that you got this done just in the nick of time. So thank you for, you know, being proactive in doing that, and have a very nice weekend coming up, too.
Yep, you do the same thing. Bye.
All right, thank you, Trevor. Okay, bye-bye.